Wednesday night and 7 o'clock, time for another Old and Golden Radio Show. Brought to you tonight by WHAM as part of our continuing observance of our golden anniversary year.
Going around making all sorts of surveys about the habits of the American male and female. If they ever questioned Pam and Jerry North, they'd learn something that would make their hair stand on end. For instance, in the morning, Jerry prefers regaining consciousness by degrees. But Pam, on the other hand, hold on to your pencil, Dr. Kinsey. Pam is as gay, fresh, and romantic as a lark.
I'm in love with a wonderful guy.
Pamela, you are not Mary Martin, and I am not Ezio Pinza, so will you do me a favor? Don't be so gay until I've had my first cup of coffee.
Anything, my sweet. Oh, I'm sorry. You're male, dear. Now drink your coffee. I'm in love.
Pam, please. Here's a letter for you. Maybe you'd like to read it, dear, while I have my coffee.
Dear Mrs. North, you don't know me, but I'm the type of woman who believes in calling a spade a spade. And ours, Jerry.
Who's it from, dear?
My mother, you beast.
What did I say?
Oh, nothing. Gerald met me at the Rumba Taxi Dance Hall, where I'm trying to make an honest buck as a dime a dance hostess. After 20 cents worth with Jerry, I know it's love and it's mutual.
What'd your mother write, dear?
She's taken up the Rumba, you... I think you and I ought to sit down and discuss it like civilized people so that we can dispense with Jerry to our mutual satisfaction. Yours sincerely, Honey Jones. Well?
Let me see the letter.
Oh, no, you don't.
Where are you going?
Do I ask you where you've been? Will you tell me where you made it off?
Pam, where are you going?
I may be going home to Mother.
Pam, come back here. Is that you, darling?
No, it's me, sweetheart.
Oh. Your missus just took the elevator. I'm glad for the chance of having you all to myself.
Who are you?
Tony Jones. You recognize the name?
No, and what do you mean coming...
Does honey mean anything to you?
I never touch the stuff.
But you call honey stuff, wise guy. She's my wife.
Listen, my name is Jerry North.
N-O-R-T-H. I know. Bad enough, my wife working in a taxi dance hall. But I ain't gonna stand for a customer getting fresh with her. That I ain't gonna stand for.
I tell you, Mr. Jones, I've never...
Shut up and listen. If I find out that you've been seeing her again, I'll kill you with my own bare hands. Now stand up.
What for?
Because I want to knock you down.
Are you Honey Jones? That's the name on the door, isn't it? Your name's going to be mud when I get through with you. Oh, you must be Mrs. North. Won't you come in, dear? Don't you dare me, you Jezebel. The name's Honey. Come on in. Oh, I'm kind of disappointed that Jerry didn't come along with you. Why? So you could both laugh in my face? Oh, you've been seeing too many movies. Listen, why don't you call him up and tell him to come over? So we can talk it over cozy. Oh, no. After all he's done, seeing you when he says he's working late. Now, wait, Mrs. North. I might as well say, your husband and I, we don't mean a thing to each other. It's all a joke. Oh, that's a likely story. Honest. I've been writing a book about my experience. It's a great book.
Oh, that's an old line if I ever heard one. Come up and see my manuscript sometime.
That's the truth, Mrs. North. I've been trying to see Mr. North at his office, but I couldn't get past his secretary.
Oh, that's why I wrote you that letter.
I was sure it would bring you and Mr. North a running. Then I'd be able to give him my manuscript. It's a wonderful story, all about my experiences. Wait, I've got it right here in my desk. What? What was
it? Oh, it was.
I tell you, it was. Sure, I had it. Sure. Gone. Someone's stolen it. Oh, what am I going to do?
Well, that's easy. Make up another story.
Fool, get out of here. I've got to find out who took it.
Stop acting with me, honey.
Does this convince you that I'm not acting, Mrs. North?
You can put away that gun, honey. I'm going.
Back to tonight's Old and Golden Radio Show in just 60 seconds.
You come in here in the morning, and you see the mail. Mountains of it. And you wonder how it ever gets out. But it does.
We asked postal workers in different cities across the country what Christmas is like at the post office. Here's what they told us.
Mountains of mail. You can't even see it over and around it. You push a little harder, and you try harder, and you get as much out as you possibly can.
The back platform, well, maybe it holds between 15 and 20 trucks. And when you have roughly about 100 trucks trying to get in here all at once, it's quite a job.
Most of the people I work with, they won't say this. Nobody will talk about this kind of stuff, but most of them feel the same way. They want to make sure it gets to the right place on time.
Help the people who help bring you Christmas. There's a staggering load of mail to handle, and it's more important than ever before that you mail early. Please mail your Christmas packages by December 10th, cards and letters by December 15th.
We love those people that get them in early.
He's going into the building. Oh, take me away from here.
Well, will you tell me for the last time where your home is?
Who said anything about taking me home? Just take me to police headquarters.
Don't carry on so.
Well, why shouldn't I, Mullins? I've every right to. Going into her building in broad daylight.
Well, no, there might be a very simple explanation to it, Mrs. Norris.
Yes, of course there is. He's going up there to see Honey. Mullins, where have I failed as a wife? You tell me.
Oh, you haven't, Mrs. Norris. You've been a sweet, devoted help.
Oh, there,
Mrs. Norris. Please don't carry on.
I'm sure it's easy for you to say there. You're not in love with Jerry.
You know, take a sip of this coffee while I answer the telephone. Sergeant Mullins, homicide.
Mullins, this is Jerry Norris.
Oh, Mr. Norris. It's your husband, Mrs. Norris.
Oh, let me at that.
Hold on, Mrs. Norris. You'll get your chance. Well, Mr. North, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. A fine little woman like Mrs. North, you won't tell about
your own. Mullins, listen to me. I'm over at a girl's house. Her name's Honey Jones.
Oh, that'd be no shame, man.
Mullins, I'm trying to tell you something.
You sure got a lot of explaining to do, Mr. North. Honey Jones, indeed.
That's the name, Mullins. Get over here as fast as you can. She's been shot to death.
That's all there is to tell, Mullins. After that gorilla Tony slugged me, I wanted to find out what it was all about. I looked up Honey's name, came here, and found her lying across the bed.
Tell us the truth, Jerry. We'll stick by you. I'm a woman, the woman you once loved. I'll forgive you.
Oh, for goodness sake, Pam, stop behaving like Joan Crawford.
But it all seems to tie together with what you told us about that book business, Mrs. North.
Oh, I hope for Jerry's sake that you're right, Mullen.
Oh, Mrs. North, I might as well tell you now. Mr. North is a darling boy, and so far as I'm concerned, it's not under suspicion at all.
Oh, Jerry, darling, I'm so happy for you.
Now she's Betty Davis.
Now, if this Tony fellow was out avenging his wife's dubious honor, I wonder where we would find a mentor.
The Rumba Taxi Dance Hall.
Mullins, if I could get a job as a hostess at the Rumba Dance Palace, I might be able to get some information from the other girls as to where we could find Honey's husband.
I absolutely forbid it. Let the police worry about the murderer.
$0.10 to dance, big boy. Come on, handsome. Buy the little girl a fistful of tickets.
Now, Pam.
Good idea, Miss Norris.
I absolutely forbid my wife to enter one of those places.
Forget your wife, big boy. You're talking to Cuddles now. She'll make you forget.
A bad cuddle. A bad. Turn around again.
Well, do I get the job, Mr. Snark?
The girls all call me Eric. Hey, you fill out that evening gown pretty good.
Thank you, kind sir.
Come here, baby. Let's try a little dance together.
There's no music.
What is this? We can make beautiful music together.
Oh,
the little girl is blushing. Well, you loosen up later. Now, look, baby, let me give you a couple of pointers. First of all, keep your eyes and ears open.
What do you mean?
When a guy's dancing with you, just let him talk. And remember what he says.
What guy?
Any guy, cousin. You never know what you can learn about a guy. What's the old expression? Knowledge is power?
I think I understand, Eric.
You and I will get along, baby. Feel free to come into my office anytime and we can talk.
I'll do that thing. Honey said you were a regular guy.
Honey, what do you know about Honey?
Well, you're my arm. You hurt me. What's the matter with you?
So you're a friend of Honey's, huh? Well, I shouldn't hold that against you.
What did she do?
Nothing. But she ain't the type of girl I like working in my place. I fired her.
Well, that's funny. I saw her this morning and she said she was coming to work tonight.
She was here tonight.
She was here tonight?
Sure. She left a few minutes before you came in.
Well, I think I better be getting out on the floor.
Wait a minute. I ain't letting you go yet.
What's the matter? What did I do?
You didn't do nothing. I just want you to have a drink. I keep my good stuff under lock and key.
I see. What's that?
Scotch.
No, that blue covered thing.
It's nothing.
Looks like a book somebody's been writing. Are you a writer, Eric?
Have your drink.
Some of my best friends are writers.
Good luck, Cuddles.
Honey once told me she was writing.
Bring it out and get out of here.
Well, you only live once.
Yeah. Just remember that, Cuddles. Just remember that.
Mullers, I can't stand it. Look at those men ogling us.
Take it easy, Mr. North. Mrs. North's doing fine.
Yeah.
I've got a hunch we'll find the murderer here yet. This is easier than finding out things by setting the suspects up against the wall. At least we know now where Honey's manuscript is.
Well, why don't we arrest this Eric character and get it over with? He lied when he told Pam Honey was here tonight.
Be patient. We will, Mr. North.
I really believe you're enjoying this.
Oh, now don't be silly, Mr. North. It's all in the light of duty. Well, what'll turn up? My, what lovely girl.
Huh?
That little one with a black dress. She's built
like... Listen, brother. She happens...
My friend here don't like this place. He wants to leave. Well, I can hardly blame him. A quiet type, like myself. This is the first time I've been up here. It's a way of keeping out of the rain.
Haven't I seen you someplace before, Mr.?
Hornswigger is the name. It's not very likely you have seen me before, unless, of course, you've been in Connecticut, and that's where I'm from.
Yes,
Oh, dear me.
What's the matter with Hornswigger?
Nothing.
I was wondering. You said, oh, dear me.
Well, I was just looking the girls over.
You see anyone you like?
And not tonight.
There was a beauty over here a couple of nights ago, about 5'2", with eyes of blue and golden hair the color of honey. As a matter of fact, her name was Honey. You'd like her.
Yes, yes, I know. But where is she tonight?
Oh, you know her.
Well, I danced with her once. A charming girl.
I thought you said you were never up here before.
Oh, dear me, did I say that? Excuse me, gentlemen. I'm going over to the bar and have a drink.
Do
you think he's worth investigating, Mr. North?
Hello, Mullen. Have you found out anything yet?
Well, not about the murder, Mrs. North, but you see the man going over to the bar? His name's Hornswigger. Get him to dance with you. Find out anything you can.
Well, I'll try, Mullen.
I absolutely forbid it.
I'd dance with him myself. I had to see you. Now, let's see, Mr.
North. Hiya, handsome.
Go away, little girl. I'm not interested in dancing.
Come on, handsome. Be a little sociable.
Will you please stop bothering me?
Oh, you're the frigid kind, aren't you? That ain't the way Honey said you were.
What? Oh. Shall we dance?
Delighted.
What do you know about Honey?
I'm only her best friend, and that's what I know about Honey. Say, you dance divine.
Your name, miss?
They call me Cuddles. Because I like to cuddle up when I dance. Like this. You like it?
Dear me.
Have you seen Honey lately?
No, I haven't.
Were you expecting her up here?
No, not particularly. That is, I was.
She won't be here tonight. You don't seem surprised.
There are other fish in the sea, you know.
Thank you, sir. Honey was in a class by herself.
I don't know what you mean.
Well, she was like a girl. She was on the intellectual side. Well, you know, she even wrote a book. Mr. Hornswigger, don't call me so tired, you're hurting me.
Oh, dear, I am about it. What do you know about the book?
What do I know about it? What does Sears know about robots? I practically helped him with it.
Now, listen to me, my dear. I'd pay a lot of money to get a hold of that manuscript.
Say, you are a perfect type man, ain't you? But you won't have to worry no more, Mr. Hornswigger. She can't blackmail you no more. You know why? Because someone killed her.
Huh?
Careful, Mr. Hornswigger. You stepped on my toe.
What were you saying?
I was saying, Mr.
Never mind. I heard you. When did it happen?
It happened this morning. You ought to know.
I don't feel like dancing anymore, Cuddle. Will you excuse me?
I wouldn't try to leave this place if I were you, Mr. Hornswigger. That gentleman over there is my husband, and the other one is from the police.
Oh, dear me, I think I'm going to. I'm going to go.
Oh, no, you can't. You can't do that. Jerry.
What's the matter, ma'am?
Jerry, he's saying it right in my arms. I told him about Honey's being murdered.
Good girl.
Yes, put it
down,
Roman.
Right.
Take him into the moon. Come along, though, Mr.
Hornswigger. Jerry, I think Mr. Hornswigger could have done it. Honey was blackmailing him.
Come on, let's tell no one. And then I'm getting you out of here.
Oh, Jerry, not yet. Maybe it wasn't Mr. Hornswigger at all.
But you just said that.
Look, I know, but her husband could have done it because he's jealous. Eric could have done it because he just looked mean. And then there's Mr. Hornswigger.
Mullins.
Jerry, look.
He's unconscious.
Mr. Hornswigger's gone. Are you all right, Mullins?
Oh, of course I'm not all right.
What is this cheapful little man? We taking my hands at him.
What happened, Mullins?
I laid him down to the couch and turned him back to get him a glass of water, and he must have slugged me. Oh, the shame of a little runt like that.
Hey, Mullins, where are you going?
Outside, I want to find out if it was all me.
Oh, poor Mullins.
Jerry, look, the window's open.
There's a ledge running all around the building.
Let's see where it leads to, darling. It may lead us to the murderer.
It's going to lead us into trouble.
Hey, Pam, get off that ledge.
Jerry, there's a window about 10 feet to the right of me.
All right, steady now. I'll go with you.
You'll be dizzy if I look down.
For goodness sake, don't look. Walk slowly and hug the side of the building. The way you hug your dance customers all night.
Sir, this is no time for you to be jealous. Oh, be quiet, darling. Come to the window. Maybe somebody in that room. Jerry, it's Eric Fox.
And there is somebody in there. There's Mr. Hornswigger stretched out on the rug.
You don't think he's dead yet?
I think we'll be if we stay on this ledge much longer. Let's see if this window will open. Good. Up in there.
Easy, Jerry. There's blood on Mr. Hornswigger's head.
He's still breathing.
What's your idea of coming into my office?
Oh, Eric.
Who are you, mister?
I'll tell you who I am.
He's a customer, Eric.
My office is off limits to customers. Now, beat it.
Not until we call the police. There's a telephone on his desk, Pam.
I thought the name was Cuddle.
That's enough of that. She's my wife, Mr. Snark, and my name's North.
I thought there was something phony about you, Cuddle. Who are you, and what do you want?
We don't want very much, Mr. Snark. All we want is to find out who murdered Honey and why you did it.
Oh, ain't you the cute one?
The manuscript is in that desk, Jerry.
Well, we'll take a little look.
No, you won't, mister. Not even a peek. I ain't running no circulating library. But I am going to turn this office into a shooting gallery if you don't stand where you are.
Careful, he's got a gun.
I'm hardly breathing.
I can put a stop to that, too. Who's that other guy that was with you, mister?
That's the police.
The police? You really fouled me up. Now I lose my license. All right, you can relax, North. I'm putting the gun away. I thought I could keep it quiet, but it's too late now. You can get on that phone and call it, please.
You're confessing?
What kind of a judge do you take me for? I didn't do it.
You stole her manuscript from her.
Sure. I wanted to read it. I find out she's running a little blackmail racket on the side. I told her if she didn't cut it out, I'd mess her up real good. I got to protect my customers.
You've got a novel way of protecting your customers, Mr. Snark.
Oh, you mean Hornswick?
Uh-huh.
So what would you do, Mr. North, if some wild-eyed little jerk comes jumping through your window and accuses you of blackmailing? Who's there?
Mr. Sergeant Mullen. Come in, Mullen.
Tony.
My glasses for you.
Who is he, Jack?
Honey's husband. He's the one who hit me.
I remember when I was in high school, Eric, we used to sing a song that was something about the punishment fitting the crime. You played around with honey, Mr. North, so I hit you. But you, Eric, you murdered her. So what you're getting is going to fit the crime perfect.
You're crazy, Tony. I didn't do it. Put down that gun.
Stop it, Jerry.
Listen, Tony.
Now you listen, Mr. North. Listen to the noise a gun makes when it kills a rat.
The conclusion of tonight's Old and Golden radio show after this message.
We ain't going to let nothing beat us. As long as you can move, we're going to do something.
Her name is Mrs. Sims. She lives in Washington, D.C. And she's beautiful.
That school has been there for years and years and years. This is our neighborhood school. And it has never had grass. Last year, I put grass up down in front of that school. The biggest step to making 1,000 miles is the first step. And a pretty storefront, I said, well, if you get the storefront pretty, I said, we can say one thing. We had a pretty store in the neighborhood. One store. That is what we call progress. It's not much, but that school's been there for 30 years or more, and that's the first time grass has been there. That is progress. If a person could benefit one block a year, at the end of 5 or 10 years, you would have accomplished a whole neighborhood.
A campaign for human development by the United States Catholic Conference.
What's going on here?
Get up, Hornswagger. You just in time to see a man shot to death.
I didn't do it. I swear.
I know it. It's Snark who I'm giving it to.
Listen to reason, Tony.
Turn around and stand against that wall.
Jerry, I can't bear it.
Tony, you're making a big mistake. No, I'm not making a mistake. There's a bullet in Honey's chest. He's dead. And this is the gun that did it. And that's the rat who pulled the trigger.
Tony, I can't let an innocent man die. You say she was killed with that gun?
I was lying right next to her.
So I did it, Tony.
Jerry!
I'm sorry, Pam. She was a devil. I couldn't get her out of my blood. I couldn't stand the thought of anyone else having it.
I don't believe a word. You're starting to save the jerk's life.
Am I? Well, look in the magazine of the gun. You'll see 2 bullets still in there. I couldn't know that unless I handled the gun.
Well, I'll see you in a second.
Get him, Eric! I don't got a gun!
Help! Help, Mother!
That's better. Thanks,
Mother. Oh, Jerry. For a moment, I almost believed you.
Believe what, Mrs. North?
Jerry confessed. Oh, but he didn't do it.
Good for him. Thanks, Mr. North. Tony's a murderer, Sergeant.
He's a madman, Sergeant.
Hornswigger, so there you are, you little...
Oh, don't you, dear me, Sergeant. You must find it in your heart to forgive me for knocking you out. I was frightened. I acted on impulse.
But, Mullen, forget about him. Tony's your murderer.
No, I didn't do it. I tell you, Eric killed her, Sergeant. He tried to turn her into a blackmail. Sure, I hated what Money did working here in this creep joint.
Oh,
dear me,
my head.
Oh, you
kid. He was murdered before I told you. You killed her.
Oh, excuse
me. Hornswigger,
you're going to confess. Yes, I did it. She wouldn't listen to reason. Hornswigger's an honored name, and she's innocent. My reputation would have been ruined. I had to kill her.
How are you feeling this morning, darling?
The usual.
I'm in love. I'm in love.
I told you I was feeling the usual. Will you cut it out at least until I've had my first cup of coffee?
Did you have a hard night at the office?
Yes, I was wrong.
Poor dear. By the way, when I hung your suit up this morning, darling, I found these tickets in your pocket.
Tickets?
Yes, from the Rue de la Paix dance hall.
Oh, really? I wonder how they could have gotten there.
I'll give you just 2 seconds to think up a good excuse.
Well, as a matter of fact, Pam, really, I was going to tell you about it.
Uh-huh.
Mullins asked me to go up with him.
Mm.
He wanted to do a little investigation about the blackmail business, and I helped him.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I really didn't enjoy it a minute of it, Pam. You know, those hot, stuffy dance halls. Oh, it's quite a chore, those dark lights in my eyes.
Tonight's Old and Golden Radio Show was brought to you by WHAM as part of our continuing observance of our golden anniversary year. We hope you enjoyed it and that you'll tune in next week for another nugget from the golden age of broadcasting.